The next generation of climate control is the Honeywell Lyric Round Wi-Fi Thermostat. Now just $229 at the Home Depot. Lyric lets you control your home's temperature from your smartphone. Running late? Arriving early? Just change the temperature from wherever you are. It also works with Apple HomeKit and works with Samsung SmartThings. Get comfortable with the Honeywell Lyric Thermostat. Just $229 at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only valid through August 15th.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College Gridiron Showcase Watch List Show presented by NFLDraftBible.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's June 2nd, 2016, and less than an hour ago, the 2017 College Gridiron Showcase Watch List was released, and today we will be going over the quarterbacks that are on that list of 400 prospects. I am your host, Chris Schanefeld, and in case you forgot, the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium kicks off January 7th and goes on through January 11th in Bedford, Texas. You can log on to cgsallstar.com to view the entire list of 400 players. And for more updates on the College Gridiron Showcase and NFL Draft, you could visit NFLDraftBible.com. Go to NUCGold.com to subscribe. Be sure to follow on Twitter at NFLDraftBible, at CGSAllStar for more information on the 2016 College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. Also, please contact the co-founders for more information on the game, Craig Redd and or Jose Jefferson. And with that said, it's a pleasure to welcome on to the show the Director of Operations of the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium, Craig Redd, onto the show. Craig, it's a very exciting day for the CGS. What does the dropping of this list mean for the game and where it's at today?
We're excited, and means football's back. We love it. I mean, college, you know, we're full swing with college football, and with you guys from NFL Draft Bible, we're ready to go. It means we're working hard. We're reviewing prospects and really looking forward to what 2017 is going to bring to the table for us.
Absolutely. A list of 400 players was released for the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. Again, it was just released not even an hour ago. Visit CGSAllStar.com to view that list. And quickly, Craig, anything new with the CGS All-Star game that we should know about since the last time we chatted?
We're just trying to finalize some stuff. Actually, Jose, our executive director, and myself, we're heading out to the Dallas-Fort Worth area next week to try to finalize some things with the city and just really kind of secure our plan for, you know, for 2017. And then it's kind of hitting the road and really reviewing prospects. It's football season. Again, this is the best time of year, and we're getting this list out now. It really gives us a good opportunity that we didn't really have last year because we announced we were coming back so late. That gives us a good opportunity to really scour the country and really go over a lot of prospects and what's in front of them.
Yeah, it's amazing how early all this stuff kicks off for the All-Star game. And again, it's a very exciting day. Craig, thanks for checking in.
No, thank you guys.
Again, that was Craig Redd, the Director of Operations of the College Gridiron Showcase. And again, we're breaking down the quarterbacks today that were on the watch list of 400 prospects. And to do that, Rick Saratella, Joe Everett of the NFL Draft Bible, NFLDraftBible.com, joins me to do that again right now. And let's begin by looking over Group 1 of the quarterbacks that are on the 2017 College Gridiron Showcase watch list, as we have Josh Dobbs from Tennessee, Chad Kelly, Ole Miss, Gunnar Kiel, Cincinnati, Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma, Wes Lunt, Illinois, C.J. Beathard, Iowa, Seth Russell, Baylor, Mitch Leidner, Minnesota, Zach Terrell, Western Michigan, and to wrap up the list of 10 is Brady Gustafson, an FCS kid out of Montana. And, we'll start off with you, Joe. I mean, who is your number one rated senior quarterback? And by any chance, is it one of those 10 guys that I just named off?
Oh, absolutely. It's the number one guy. I think you asked five different draft picks or scouts out there. They may give you five different answers. But Dobbs, to me, he has so much going for him. He can create outside of the pocket, throws well on the run. And you want to talk about intangibles. I mean, the kid's an aerospace engineering major. He's carrying a 4.0 GPA. Something tells me digesting a playbook might come easier to him than other prospects. Tennessee has a lot of return and senior leadership. He's one of the captains. So I'd say look out for the hype train this year for Josh Dobbs. Been a big fan, but I think he could even garner more draft stock heading into this year and even after this season with a successful Vols year.
Okay, and Rick, what about you? I mean, is Josh Dobbs, the clear-cut number one senior quarterback heading into this draft class, or do you have another name in mind?
Well, you know, I think Joe made a good – there really is no clear-cut. A lot of these senior quarterbacks are very evenly matched, and, you know, Josh Dobbs is right there at the top of the list. He's not my number one, but I will give you that in just a second because I do want to touch base on all the excitement happening, and, you know, we just heard from Craig Redd and Jose Jefferson, and Chris, you made a good point in that opening segment about how everything is happening so early with the All-Star games. And I think that's a hat tip to Craig and Jose for being willing to put this list out there right now, being trendsetters in the All-Star games, you know, the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine game, a lot of these other games, they don't put their watch list out until August. And I think this is going to be something that not only fans enjoy, but also the agents, and the people in the industry, some of the NFL scouts, we've already, you know, received a whole bunch of great feedback from them. And, you know, the Blessedone, the National, just met over the Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, people will eventually get their hands on that information. But this is a list of just purely seniors, guys that we're looking at. And, you know, to start it off with the quarterbacks, Joe, you know, he mentioned Josh Dobbs. He's going to be a lot of talk throughout the season. And, you know, I think the guy that I'm talking about, Chad Kelly from Ole Miss, you know, both these guys need to show more consistency. And I think they will, especially in the case of Kelly, who I really like. I think he has all the intangibles. I love his leadership. I think, you know, when you talk about him rising to the occasion during big moments, that Alabama game comes to mind, three touchdowns, no interceptions, 340 yards passing, added another rushing touchdown. But the key thing was zero interceptions, and he seems to be a guy who always rises to the occasion, and I think he's going to elevate his game. Obviously, the nephew of Jim Kelly, the bloodlines, Joe, don't hurt. But again, like Everett mentioned, you ask five guys, you might get five different seniors, and that's why we're kind of running through this list, breaking it down in groups. But these are definitely the top-tier senior quarterbacks that we're looking at heading into the 2016 college football season.
Yeah, no doubt about that. A lot of talent on this list. You know, some of these guys, I mean, I'm sure we'll get at least, you know, one, maybe two first rounders out of these top 10 quarterbacks right here. Maybe even more. Who knows? Joe, back to you. Name a quarterback on this list that you could really see rising during the season. I mean, I think around this time of the year last year, I don't think there were many that thought Carson Wentz was the number one pick, number two overall. Who's the quarterback on this list that you could see really rising, you know, throughout this season and into the draft draft season?
Well, you're almost reading my mind, and I know you're the FCS man, Chris. I don't want to steal your thunder, but I think Brady Gustafson. I've just rewatched that North Dakota State-Montana game from last year, and boy, that offense is neat. That Bob Stitt running that no huddle, super fast motion. This is the guy that gets credit for birthing the jet fly sweep or whatever, where you just toss it to the man in motion. So they rarely huddle. I mean, they don't take any breaks. It's super high pace. So I don't see why he couldn't become this year's Carson Wentz. There's that for you. Also, the top 10 guys you named, Wes Lunt, man, I think a lot of people are starting to look into him a little bit more, the size, the offense, the pro-style scheme of which he comes from, and what he's able to do spraying that football around the field. I think Wes Lunt's a guy that people are just starting to kind of take a shine into him and look a little bit more deeper and find that he's a legit pro prospect, man. He could be poised for a big senior season.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, and just it'll be interesting to watch that entire Illinois team now with Lovie Smith, of course, at the helm over there, now the new head coach for the Fighting Illini. And, Rick, one quarterback that many people may be surprised to see in this first group. I mean, we got an FCS guy, we got a MAC guy, and Zach Terrell. I mean, who's the guy that we may be surprised to see in this group, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised that Joey didn't go with the MAC guy, but since he didn't, I will. You know, some people might be surprised with the Western Michigan quarterback, Zach Terrell, but if you take a closer look, I mean, highly accurate, 67% completion percentage. He'll be having 4 years of starting experience. You talk about, you know, over 1,000 pass attempts already heading into a senior season. So that's a lot of experience, a lot of game scenarios, and, you know, averaging 9 yards per attempt. I mean, that's incredible. So when you take a look at the production, we all know the MAC features a lot of that, you know, running up and down the field, almost like a full court press basketball team. But when you take a look at that conference and explosive offenses, I think Zach Terrell is just about as good as any quarterback in that conference, and that's why he's high on the NFL radar. And you talk about the experience, the consistency, the accuracy. I think Zach Terrell is a guy here who could be a draft pick coming out of the MAC conference.
And, of course, that's Group 1. Now let's take a look at Group 2 of the quarterbacks that are on this 2017 College Gridiron Showcase watch list, starting with Nick Mullins of Southern Miss, Cooper Rush, Central Michigan, Sean McGuire, Florida State, Sifo Luaufu, Colorado, may have butchered his name. Anyways, Jordan West, another FCS kid from Eastern Washington, Tyler O'Connor, Michigan State, Patrick Towles, Boston College, Jeremy Johnson, Auburn, Grayson Lambert, Georgia, and Davis Webb, number 20, from Cal. Joe, player with the most upside is who?
I guess I've got to go with the guy at the very end. I know it seems like all these guys are in transfer situations, but Davis Webb could be primed up at Cal. Sonny Dykes running that system. It's obviously everything's in place. I don't think he's the next Jared Goff, but there's nothing wrong with being a stopgap from him to the next guy, and it could get him drafted. I was looking around some other information. You know, there's a four-letter network that has Davis Webb as their top-rated senior, last I checked, senior quarterback. So I don't know that he's that high, but us having him at 20, I think, is hedging the bet well if he plays a good season. Sure, he could bump up into the top 10, but this is a guy that, you know, had a tough time keeping his job at Texas Tech. We'll see how he does at Cal, but, boy, if you had to gamble on any of these guys and who's got great odds, Davis Webb, boy, he could have a pretty big year if he clicks in that system.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and you touched on it. I mean, there are quite a few of quarterbacks in this list that have transferred on to new horizons, I suppose. And Rick, with that said, I mean, which situation for these transfer quarterbacks are you most excited about? I mean, you got Patrick Towles of Boston College, formerly of Kentucky, Davis Webb, as Joe just touched on, at Cal, formerly of Texas Tech. Who are you most excited about with their new situation?
Yeah, and you could also throw Grayson Lambert into the mix. I know he transferred last year from Virginia to Georgia, but we saw, you know, some very good characteristics out of him. I think, you know, the big thing here is at times some of these big SEC wins, they turned him into a game manager, took the ball out of his hands, but he did show a real big improvement in terms of accuracy and decision making, and, you know, 12 touchdown to 2 interception ratio. He's almost like a poor man's Mike Glennon. And, you know, I mean, for whatever that's worth, he has the size, he has the tools. You just always want to see a little bit more. You know, you just want to see a little bit more. And maybe that's the year, you know, new coaching staff, maybe he can keep elevating his game. And Joe touched about on Davis Webb, who, as he mentioned, stepping into that Jared Goff situation and seeing if he can continue to elevate that Cal Bear program. And listen, he was a gunslinger at Texas Tech. I mean, this kid has got as good an arm as anybody. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do in that Sonny Dykes' offense. But the guy that, you know, I have a little bit of a man crush, I guess, on is Patrick Toles. Started off at Kentucky, just transferred to Boston College. Definitely passes the eyeball test, but has struggled. I mean, here's a guy similar to Nate Sudfeld at Indiana, where, you know, it kind of seemed like his play digressed as his college career went on. You know, Patrick Toles really reversed his touchdown interception ratio last year. You know, his sophomore year, he threw 14 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in the SEC. And then last year, he reversed that 9 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. So I kind of want to see him really, you know, see if the change of scenery can make a big difference for him, because you talk about the size. He's about 6'5", 240 pounds, and NFL scouts are going to see this, you know, lump of clay that they can mold. So I really am excited to see what Patrick Toles is going to do over at Boston College. So of the three, I know Joe likes Davis Webb, and you know, Grayson Lambert is, you know, probably still a work in progress, but Patrick Toles, to me, I think has as much upside as any quarterback in this group that you mentioned, Chris.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm looking at the list right now, and Jeremy Johnson, Auburn, I mean, what a fall he's taken just from a year ago. You know, many people had high hopes for him. A name I'll certainly be keeping an eye on, of course, is Jordan West, Eastern Washington. He was the replacement, of course, for Vernon Adams last year. Had a huge year, 30 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Really has a strong arm and makes a lot of smart decisions. And of course, having a wide receiver. I know this isn't the wide receiver preview show, but having a wide receiver in Cooper Kupp, you know, the number one wide receiver in all of the FCS, certainly helped as well. So certainly looking forward to watching both of them as they head into their senior season. And now moving on to group three of the quarterback. But before we do that, you guys are tuned into the College Gridiron Showcase Watchlist Show presented by NFLDraftBible.com. Previewing the quarterbacks here, I am your host, Chris Schanefelt. We also got Rick Saratella and Joe Everett here. Now moving on to group three, got a lot of names here, including Thomas Cirk of Duke, Dakota Prukop, Oregon, Montana State, transfer, Trevor Knight, Texas A&M, Joe Huebner, Kansas State, Katie Humphreys, Murray State, and we even got a guy from West Georgia here, formerly of Louisville, Will Gardner, on this group three list. Joe, you know I love the sleepers. Give us a sleeper who doesn't have much buzz at the moment, but really could be primed for a big season, and of course, which will really help him out in the draft season moving forward.
Well, I'm going with the Dark Knight, Trevor Knight. He could be in the fabled catbird seat in this Aggies offense. Just watch that spring game for Texas A&M, and, you know, he's throwing to the likes of Speedy Noyle and Christian Kirk. I mean, that certainly can't hurt, but from the looks of it, he's the best quarterback on the roster, kind of not saying by default, but it's kind of fun. You know, the guy that gets ousted by Baker Mayfield could potentially pull a Baker Mayfield just now for Texas A&M. So I think he's, of this whole list and the back half of this quarterback group, he could really take a big leap because he's in a phenomenal offense. It's just can Chavis rehab that defense, get him in good situations. The guy definitely takes it seriously. He's been working out with wide receivers, so could be a huge senior season for Trevor Knight. And then I also want to throw out my boy. I'm stealing transfer out of here. Darren Hazel at Purdue just got rid of my guy, Austin Appleby. Now he's at Florida. And, you know, you talk about quarterback gurus, Austin Appleby going to Florida, working with Jim McElwain. Stranger things could happen. But it's so funny looking at this whole list. There's a lot of quarterbacks in this senior class that have decided, hey, I'm picking up stakes, moving elsewhere to a better situation, and I commend them for that. You know, it's just a small window that you have to have success at the college level. So credit to Appleby, Tolis, Knight, all the guys we've talked about. You know, I really hope it works out for them. But these two in particular, Knight and Appleby, I think they've got a legitimate shot this season.
Okay. And what about you, Rick? I mean, name a quarterback, you know, who could really benefit from the change of scenery. I mean, like Joe mentioned, I mean, a lot of these guys we're seeing move on to better situations that, you know, that they're not only heading into a better team overall, but just a better situation overall as well.
Yeah, there's quite a few guys on this list. And, you know, for those of you listening at home and want to take a look at the entire list, you can log on to the CGSAllStar.com website. They have it posted there. If you check the Twitter handle at NFL Draft Bible, I just posted the list up there, so you can find it there. But there's actually, of this list, I think there's 418 initial players. Of that list, 35 of them are quarterbacks. So, you know, we could be here all day rattling off the names. I think Chris read you the first 25 or 30 or so guys. So there's, you know, about 10 dozen guys maybe still on the list that you could dig into. But there are quite a few transfers. And, you know, I think Austin Appleby is definitely a guy. I watch in the Florida spring game. You know, he's kind of in that QB battle situation. Luke Del Rio, I know, is also in the mix there. So we'll see how that situation plays out. And, you know, Trevor Knight is another guy I really liked at Oklahoma. Very roller coaster type of career. Also changing scenery now, moving on to Texas A&M. But how about Will Gardner from Louisville? Very highly recruited coming out of high school, 6'4.5", 230 pounds, strong arm. Ran into some injury problems, and Lamar Jackson kind of emerged there at Louisville, and now Gardner has moved on to West Georgia, who, you know, has taken on some transfer guys in the past, and I think Will Gardner could really thrive in that type of situation, and I think the change of scenery will give him a chance to, you know, kind of showcase his talents, because he probably would have been a backup at Louisville, but still, nonetheless, a very good talent. And, you know, this other guy I want to talk about really isn't a change of scenery guy, but, you know, here at the NFL Draft Bible, we always have love for the small school guys. And Murray State, there's a lot of buzz coming out of this kid, and I'm going to have to, you know, do some more homework on him this season. But KD Humphries, you mentioned, Chris, I mean, there's a significant amount of buzz around him. For the second year in a row now, he's been invited Peyton, not the Peyton, the Manning Passing Academy. They might as well call it the Peyton Manning. No disrespect, Archie and Eli. But, you know, this kid's second year in a row has been invited to the Manning Academy, averaged, you know, about 350 yards passing last season. This will be his third year starting, and a very accurate guy, but, you know, somebody who is a, you know, pocket passing quarterback, which teams are, you know, seeing that out of the collegiate ranks, there's fewer and fewer of those guys coming up. So KD Humphries is the guy I'm really going to keep an eye on.
Yeah, KD Humphries of Murray State, certainly a name to keep an eye on. Looking towards the back end of that list, Eli Jenkins, Jacksonville State, a pretty athletic quarterback right there with a pretty strong arm as well. Helped lead his team to the FCS National Championship game before getting bounced by Carson Wentz in North Dakota State. And then the last name on this list, Drew Hare, number 35 on the list of Northern Illinois. I mean, he was probably one of the top quarterbacks in all of the MAC, in my opinion, last year. Was having a really nice senior season. This will be his redshirt senior season before he went down with I believe it was an Achilles injury. So I'll really be looking to see how Drew Hare comes back from that injury. And I think that he could have a pretty big year for the Northern Illinois Huskies. But yeah, I mean, again, a very interesting list, kicking it off with the quarterbacks. Again, as Rick just mentioned. Yeah.
What about your guy, Dakota Prukop? I know you really have your finger on the pulse with him, played at Montana State. Seems like Oregon now is just going to try to find one of these FCS transfers every year. But, I mean, how is he going to transition to that Oregon offense? Because, I mean, we talked about some of these guys' change of sceneries. Here's a kid now coming, showed the ability to dominate at the FCS level, going to take the next step at Oregon, step into a high-powered type of offensive scheme. I mean, how is his skill set going to translate over to that Oregon offense?
I think it'll be a perfect fit. You know, I actually think he could probably see more success than Vernon Adams did in the offense last year. I know it was a little shaky start for Vernon Adams in that Oregon offense early on, but later on into the season before that injury, you know, Vernon Adams had it rolling, but I think Dakota Prukop, and I know it may be bold to say because Vernon Adams, you know, at that point of his career was probably the better collegiate quarterback in the FCS, at least, you know, had a better resume. But this is the guy that he'll be a big get for Oregon. And I think it's interesting that Oregon's kind of going back to this, you know, grab a quarterback from the FCS ranks and, you know, bring him on into Oregon. I think he could have a huge year for Oregon. What was a big time playmaker at Montana State. And I think he'll continue to do big time things in that Oregon offense. And, you know, I think that you can make an argument that Oregon just upgraded their quarterback depth chart by adding Dakota Prukop to that offense.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Again, well, actually, before I wrap things up, I mean, any final words for you guys, Rick or Joe?
Yeah, Cecil Leofau, I probably butchered his name as well. It's just kind of a curious situation with that Davis Webb. I guess he was supposed to go to Colorado, and these transfer rules and grad transfer exceptions, apparently he just flip-flopped on that, ends up over at Cal, and now Cecil, I get they were intending on taking a redshirt, so we may have not even see him this season. So it's kind of a rare exception. I'm expecting a big year from him as well at Colorado. It's kind of unexpected by a lot of people. Like he may not even expect. He's still rehabbing, I believe, from a Liz Frank. So folks, you know, Buffs fans, that's something to think about at the QB position. You don't have Cifo, and his Liz Frank is still lingering. Could be a rough season for Colorado, but that's a guy I'd just say monitor him, look into that injury, definitely, because if healthy, that's a kid, definitely pro body prospect, gets out. Another kid throws on the run very well, and I think that's what the league's looking at with all these mobile quarterbacks now. It's get out of the pocket, make something happen.
Yeah, we definitely went to the butcher shop on that one, Joe. you know, I think the interesting thing about this list, there's so many guys on it that, you know, we couldn't fit them all in here, but we covered quite a few guys. And, you know, I will tell you this, if you're listening live right here on, what are we on, June 2nd, 2016, we'll be doing some video shows and filming some, you know, College Gridiron Showcase videos tonight over at Miami Mike's in East Hanover, New Jersey. So if you live in New Jersey area, you want to come on over, say hello, watch the broadcast. We'll be talking about some of the quarterbacks we didn't touch upon on the podcast. We will discuss them tonight at Miami Mike Sports Zone. And if you don't live in New Jersey, we will post that on the NFLDraftBible.com website as well as the College Gridiron Showcase website. And looking forward to our next show. This is the first of many episodes. We're going to have about an 8-show kickoff here, counting you down to the college football season. So, you know, stick with us. Check back periodically. We'll be unveiling the watch list by position on the episodes. But you can view the entire list is published out, floating around on the College Gridiron Showcase website. I just blasted it out on Twitter, so you can take a look at the full list, 418 players, I believe. And, you know, shout out to Joe Everett and Chris Schanefeld here for all their hard work, because these are two of the biggest key factors in helping put together this list. And we've been at it heavy for the last month or so, just, you know, while everybody's been taking a vacation from the 2016 draft, we kind of just hit the ground running hard, and I appreciate all their hard work and efforts. And of course, the support staff at the College Gridiron Showcase, when we combine forces, there's no telling what we can do with this all-star showcase, and a lot of big-time talent we're hoping to have. And I know there was like over 80 guys in NFL camps from the game this past season. Of course, there's also a veteran workout attached to the event. So, you know, any of you guys out there listening that may be unemployed in the football world, kind of looking for a new home, if things don't shake out between now and January, and you're still trying to get in front of NFL scouts and trying to, you know, prove your talents in front of NFL eyes, that's what the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium is there for. So veteran guys too will have an opportunity to showcase their talents. 28 NFL scouts or 28 teams represented last year. We expect to have a full 32 this year, and I thank you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, we're less than 100 days away from the college football season, And that will wrap up our College Gridiron Showcase Watchlist quarterback show. Click subscribe and stay tuned for our running back show coming up next week. Don't forget, log on to cgsallstar.com for the entire CGS watch list. Over 400 names on that list, so be sure to check it out. And we are still accepting player nominees all season long. Very easy to do, of course. NUCgold.com is your home for NFL draft and high school recruiting insider news. We are established in 2002, NFLDraftBible.com, bringing you the names that you need to know first since 2002. Follow us all on Twitter, at NFL Draft Bible, at CGS All Star. You can follow me at Chris Sanifelt, at Joe W. Everett, and at Rick Saratella. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
The next generation of climate control is the Honeywell Lyric Round Wi-Fi thermostat. Now just $229 at the Home Depot. Lyric lets you control your home's temperature from your smartphone. Running late? Arriving early? Just change the temperature from wherever you are. It also works with Apple HomeKit and works with Samsung SmartThings. Get comfortable with the Honeywell Lyric thermostat. Just $229 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through August 15th.